Padre Pio trusted Our Lady with everything. Centuries before him, a prayer was written that speaks to that same ache, the need for mercy, for hope, for trust. It's been cherished by saints, and it might be exactly what your heart needs today. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, doctor of the church, reformer of monastic life, and one of the most eloquent voices ever to praise Our Lady. Born in 1090 into a noble family in Burgundy, Bernard entered the newly founded Cistercian order as a young man, and soon founded the famous Abbey of Clairvaux, which he had led for nearly 40 years. His influence shaped not only monasticism, but also the broader church. He preached the Second Crusade, advised popes, and left behind writings that burn with both theological brilliance and deep personal devotion. And among all his teachings, few shine brighter than his love for the Blessed Virgin. So today, I want to share with you a powerful prayer attributed to him. If you've been following this channel and are striving to follow Padre Pio in his spirituality, you're going to love this, because this prayer perfectly captures the soul of Marian confidence, a trust that endures through sin, suffering, and even death. Here's what Saint Bernard wrote. O sweet Virgin Mary, my august sovereign, my kind lady, my most loving mother, O sweet Virgin, I have placed in you all my hope, and I shall not be confounded. Sweet Virgin Mary, I believe so firmly that from heaven you watch day and night over me and over those who place their trust in you. I'm so deeply convinced that nothing can ever be lacking when one expects everything from you, that I have resolved to live from now on without any worry, and to entrust entirely to you all my weaknesses. Sweet Virgin Mary, you have established in me the most unshakable confidence. Oh, a thousand thanks for such a precious grace. From now on, I shall remain in peace under your pure heart. I will think only of loving you and of obeying you, while you yourself, my good mother, will take care of my dearest concerns. O sweet Virgin Mary, while among the children of men some place their happiness in their riches, others seek it in their talent, still others rely on the innocence of their life, or the rigor of their penance, or the fervor of their prayers, or the great number of their good works. As for me, O Mother, I will hope in you alone, after God, in you alone. And the entire foundation of my hope will be my confidence in your maternal goodness. Sweet Virgin Mary, the wicked may rob me of my reputation and of the little good I possess. Illness may take away my strength and my outward ability to serve you. I may even sadly, my dear mother, lose your grace through sin. But my loving confidence in your maternal goodness, I will never lose that. I will persevere that unshakable confidence until my last breath. All the efforts of hell shall not take it from me. I will die repeating your blessed name 1,000 times, placing all my hope upon your immaculate heart. And why am I so firmly assured that I shall always hope in you, if not because you yourself, O sweet Virgin, have taught me that you are all mercy and that you are nothing but mercy. I am therefore certain, O good and loving Mother, I am certain that I will always invoke you, and I am certain that you will always console me. I will always thank you, for you will always relieve me. I will always serve you, for you will always help me. I will always love you, for you will always love me. I will obtain everything from you, for your love, ever generous, surpasses my hope. Yes, from you alone, O sweet Virgin, I hope, despite all my faults, for the one good I desire, my Jesus, in time and eternity. It is from you alone, because it is you whom my divine Savior has chosen to dispense to me all graces and to lead me safely to him. Yes, it is from you, O Mother, that after having learned to share in the humiliations and sufferings of your divine Son, you will introduce me into glory and delights, to praise and bless him with you and beside you for all eternity. Amen. Now, let's turn to Professor Plinio Cuera de Oliveira's analysis. With his characteristic insight, he identifies the genius of this prayer. This prayer is truly extraordinary. It bears the characteristics of Saint Bernard's writing, namely, a mixture of humility and boldness, of tenderness and fire, of manly strength rarely found combined in the expressions of a single man. On one hand, the tenderness shown towards Our Lady reaches its outmost limits. But even in that tenderness, there is nothing soft or effeminate, nothing unworthy of a man. On the contrary, it's marked by an audacity, a strength, that marks this prayer a masterpiece. It has the gentleness of a dove, but the flight of an eagle. The prayer flies straight to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, with freedom, with ease, and even, I would dare say, with a reverent familiarity, a kind of bold closeness that amazes us. The professor goes on to explain how the entire prayer is centered on the virtue of confidence, absolute, unshakable confidence in Our Lady's maternal mercy. Confidence that in her there is no justice, no judgment, no severity, only mercy. And that this mercy is not reserved for a few, but it is her attitude towards all who turn to her. And what flows naturally from this truth is the conviction that we must place in her an unlimited trust, both for the concerns of this life and for the grace of eternal salvation. Even though Saint Bernard was a religious, bound by vows and with no earthly attachments, his words apply to all of us. This trust, this peace, this surrender to Mary's care is something any faithful soul can live out. So today, on the feast of Saint Bernard, let's ask him to intercede for us, that we might grow in this confidence, in sunshine and in darkness, in health and in weakness, that like Padre Pio, we might learn to rest everything in Mary's hands and live without fear. Wishing you all a blessed feast of Saint Bernard. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.